You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know what's fascinating about boxing? There's probably never been another business where literally trillions of dollars have been made. And at the end of the day, there's nothing there. So what we wanted to do is come in and build a, you know, almost like a league, a brand, like the NFL or Major League Baseball, and where there was actually value inside the brand, and bring all the fighters inside so that you could put on the best fights that, that the fans want to see.
I feel like there's so much more to do, and this is truly my passion in life. It's like the Sphere. We're doing the Sphere. Why? Why would I do the Sphere? It's going to cost me a bunch of money. It's really challenging. Most people think it can't be pulled off. And you're looking at weird angles, different things going on inside other than the fight and all this other stuff. But yeah, I'm doing it because it's awesome and it's challenging and it's hard. And I think that if anybody can do it right, it's us. So why not take that challenge? I was doing this when I was broke, and I'm doing this now when I'm not broke. I'm doing this because I love it.
So when I was 19 years old, I worked at a hotel. It was the Boston Harbor Hotel in Boston. I was standing in the lobby one day, and I'm like, what the f*** am I doing here? Yep. This is not me. This is not what I want to do. And I want to be in the fight business. And everybody told me at the time, fair enough, it's probably the dumbest thing anybody ever heard, you know, that I wanted to be in the fight business. But I walked out. There was this guy in town. His name was Peter Welsh. Yeah. And he was a fighting legend, street and boxing.
Okay.
And, you know, not a dude you went looking for. But I went looking for him, and I approached him, and I said, I know you don't know me, and I know this is weird, but I want to learn everything that you can teach me about the fight game. I'll work for free.
Hmm.
And at that time, this is in South Boston, when Whitey Bulger ran Southie and all that stuff. It's a funny story, but his wife thought I was a fed. He was my college. He was my sensei. He was my whatever you want to call it. That's what he was to me, and that's why I'm sitting here today, is because I sought him out. He said yes, and I learned everything from him. That's awesome. I love taking things that people think can't be successful and making them successful. Mm-hmm. That's what I love to do.
Well, the secret to success, I would say, first of all, is passion and consistency. You have to love what you do. You have to get up every day. And I get here every day at 9:30 in the morning. When we sold in 2016, a lot of people in the company made a lot of money, and they all took off and they retired. Other than the Fertittas, I made the most money. I'm still here. I get here at 9:30 every morning. Last night I left here at 8:30.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how late I'm going to be here tonight, but yeah. I love what I do. We get up every day and grind. I work just as hard now as I did back then. The difference between back then and now is I don't have to do a bunch of the shit that I don't really like to do, like budget meetings. I don't like budget meetings. So I get to pick and choose what I do these days. Back in the early days, you don't get to pick and choose. You have to be involved in everything. in the early days, when you start your business, you have these people who, when I hear them say, you know what, I want to work for myself. I want to create my own schedule and I want to do all the, if that's your thought process going into it, you're never going to be successful. You have to pay attention to every single detail of the business early on. You're involved in everything. There's no days off. There's no birthdays. There's no Christmas. There's none of that shit. I literally moved the birth of my second son for a Chocolate Elf fight. A Chocolate Elf fight coming up. And they're like, yeah, your son's going to be born on this date. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work. We're going to have to take him earlier.
Yeah.
So they literally gave my wife a C-section and took my son early.
You're all in.
All in. When somebody tells me it can't be done, I have to do it.
Yeah.
I love killers. I love killers that just, you know, no matter how successful you've come, you just love to win and you keep driving. I do a lot of things. A lot of things come across my desk because, you know, you have young entrepreneurs out there that are trying to build. I love being a part of that too. I don't want anything. I'm not looking for any money or any of that. I've connected so many people with other people or helped smaller companies to grow. And I just love everything about business. I love people that have the balls to one day say, I'm going to work for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I say this all the time. You see these people like, oh, you know, I'm thinking about working for myself because, you know, I want to have some time off and I want to take some vacation. Yeah. You don't want to work for yourself if that's what you're looking for.
Yep.
You want to work for yourself. You have to get in there and grind and work hard. And I respect everybody who gets out there and tries to do it. I love it. In any way that I can help, I usually try to. Everybody's looking for that job where you get great benefits, a 401k. You know, it seems like those are the type of jobs that everybody's looking for. And they get these jobs and they stay there for the rest of their life. But I was 19. I was standing in that lobby and I was just like, man, I hate this job. And this isn't me.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I belong. And I know lots of people have felt that way before about their jobs. The difference between me and a lot of people is I got up and walked out and said, I wanted to be in the fight business. So at the time, I had 3 gyms here in Vegas. And, you know, where we trained fighters and people, you guys like you could come in and work out. And I started representing some of the UFC guys.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz were 2 of my guys. And I got into a huge contract battle with the old owner, Bob Meyerowitz, over Tito's contract. And then finally he flipped out and said, you know what? There is no more money. I don't even know if I have enough money to put on another event. And, you know, screaming at me. And I hung up the phone. And I was like, damn, all right. So I called the brothers. They were in Miami, the Fertittas. And I said, the UFC's in trouble. I think we could buy it, and I think we should. So I connected Lorenzo with Bob Meyerowitz. They started talking. And months later, we owned the company for $2 million. Yeah. Nobody believed in this thing.
Uh-huh.
When I say nobody, except for 2 guys, Frank and Lorenzo, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else believed in this thing, right? I have this philosophy. If you're in business with me, don't tell me no. Nobody in this building ever says no. You give because you want to give. I believe in people coming to this country
from other countries, but doing it the right way.
Yeah.
You go through immigration, you get in here, and,
right.
and these people get to realize the American dream. You see, especially today, when people are very ungrateful mm-hmm. that they live in this country, very ungrateful that they live in this country. But the people that you see that are very grateful are people who came from other countries.
Right.
And they're living the American dream. And these morons that are running around crying about everything that have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
So that's the conservative part of you that's coming out right now.
Oh, I am American, red, right. white, and blue to the core.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I love this country. I love everything about it. And something interesting happened during COVID. You know how everybody starts talking and everybody gets crazy. Oh, my God. What if you had to leave this country or whatever? My son's girlfriend says to me, if this thing all falls apart, where would you go? I looked at her and said, honey. There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to go. This is it. We f*** this up, it's a wrap. Listen, when I found out that I could predict my death.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
Because here's the thing you don't want to do. This.
Yeah, tell me.
Nothing scares me.
Right.
But this does.
What does?
You could live to be 90, right? And you could blow all your money.
Uh-huh.
And you end up broke at 90. I don't want to blow all my money and live too long.
Right, right.
I don't want to leave too much on the table either. I want to do what I want with my money and have fun with it.
There's nothing I would have done differently because it obviously worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
My advice I would give is don't listen to anyone. Everybody's full of shit. Nobody knows you or what you're capable of doing. And here's the reality. The hardest thing in life is figuring out who you are and what you want to do for the rest of your life. It's a big decision. I'm very blessed and lucky. I always knew who I was and exactly what I wanted to do. And once you figure that out, you wake up every day and you work toward it. That's what you do. It's impossible for you to fail if you know who you are, what you want to do, and you wake up every day and work toward it. Everybody can have their own opinion.
That's right.
I'm not telling anybody what to do, what to say, what to think, how to feel. We're human beings.
That's
in America. Do your thing. Knock yourself out. I got the platform, you know, and people get pissed off. People get offended. People get this and that. We just had it happen with Sean Strickland. I don't know if you saw this up in Canada.
No.
We're up in Canada. Sean Strickland said a lot of things. I don't agree with 95% of what this guy says, but it's his right to say it. Don't get too upset and don't take it too serious. The message that needs to be sent and what needs to be fixed is we are all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian, gay, straight, trans, any of this stuff. If you are a citizen of this country, you are an American. We're all Americans. We all have a really good life. Ronald Reagan has this great quote, we're one generation away from losing our freedom. If you want to nitpick all the little shit that's wrong,
totally.
I mean, you'll drive yourself crazy if that's what you want to do.
Yep.
I think at the end of the day, what most of us want that have common sense is we want to live a good life. We want to have family and friends, and we want to do things that we enjoy. We just want to live a good life, man.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.